As you know, this book is about being persuasively right. But before you can be persuasively right, you must be persuasive, above all, about being right. Because if you can't explain why you are you, then you're lost. You might as well pack up and join the circus. Address 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. Just look for the big tent and the guy in the clown suit. You will be asked why you're a conservative or a libertarian more often than Tom Cruise is asked why he's in Scientology. You need to explain yourself in the clearest manner possible. I'm tired of saying conservative and libertarian, so from here on in, we're just going to say right. Right? Okay. Good. Here is the simple answer to why you are right. It is a more practical, generous, and compassionate way to live. Now, I'm not saying liberals are impractical, selfish, or lacking in compassion. I could say that, but I won't, because it helps no one. I believe, and have evidence, that as a member of the right, you can achieve better results in bringing happiness and clarity to this ball of fury we call the world. Who doesn't want that? Once you have stated your reason for your belief system, and the laughter subsides, you now have to prove that in fact your belief system is the correct path to achieve that goal. So why do righties accomplish these goals in a more practical, compassionate manner? Very simply, conservatism, enacted correctly, encompasses liberalism. The act of conserving, in fact, acts as the back door to the liberal heart. Conservatism is the two trees that support the hammock of liberalism. A liberal heart can be controlled only by the impulses of a right-wing brain. The left can never lead. It can only pull. And please note, this relationship cannot be done in reverse. Liberalism cannot contain conservatism. Here are the reasons why. Conservatism is a set of free market beliefs that helps create wealth, a mass of stuff that then gets shared by those who cannot create it. Conservatism is the baker who bakes the cake that gets paid for by the parents but gets eaten by the kids. The cake, not the baker. Translation: for a liberal to get the assistance he desires to pay for programs and education, that wealth must be created by people who cannot afford to think liberally. The engine that creates that wealth is fundamentally right. The principles of liberalism have no place in such matters. In fact, even in predominantly liberal bastions like the film industry and academia, profit still rules. Actors and professors still ask for more, not less, for their work. All films have budgets. All colleges have tuitions. We're all evil right-wingers on payday. And when we're not, see Soviet Union falling of. You do not want a liberal accountant. You do not want a liberal financial advisor. You do not even want a liberal babysitter. In fact, especially you do not want a liberal babysitter. Even liberals will rarely hire these. In arenas where safety and preservation are paramount and vital to your future, liberalism is never the option. When there is disease or war, there is no liberal response. The fluffiness of liberal utopianism fails in the realm of foreign policy. Affirmative action, social programs, welfare, such inclinations do not win wars. Conservatism, folks, is where the rubber hits the road.